back in court today. Good morning for 5 News, I'm Carmen Reddy. The SANDF is continuing to assist survivors of those affected by Cyclone Idai, which ravaged Mozambique, Malawi and Zimbabwe. A team left this morning for Mozambique to deliver food and medical supplies and will head to Malawi. More than 750 people have been confirmed dead and thousands remain stranded in remote rural areas. SANDF's Mafi Mgobozi.
Inside the emergency dispatch is where now our rescue team, they are working hard now because it's where some of people they are starting to recover bodies and all those things.
The Commission of Inquiry into State Capture will today hear more evidence relating to African Global Operations, formerly known as Borsasa. The company's former auditor, Pete Venter, is set to give evidence. Venter's name was first raised at the Commission in January during the evidence of former Borsasa Chief Operating Officer Angelo Agrizi. The culpable homicide trial of former President Jacob Zuma's son, Dudazane, is expected to begin at the Randburg Magistrates Court today. Zuma faces two charges of culpable homicide and one of reckless and negligent driving. This relates to a car crash in February 2014 on the M1 highway in Johannesburg. His car collided with a minibus taxi, resulting in the deaths of Phumzile Dube and Nganki Mashaba. Sasha Naidu has more.
The much-anticipated trial of Dudazane Zuma is finally expected to commence this morning. In late 2017, lobby group AfriForum gave the NPA an ultimatum to prosecute Zuma for culpable homicide, saying if this didn't happen, they would privately prosecute it.
An inquest in